for people of faith, it's very common for us to ask, what is the will of God? And when we ask that, we usually mean, what does God want us to do? Should I change my job? Should I confront a colleague? Should I give more money to such and such good cause, or whatever? What is the will of God? What am I supposed to do, Lord? And it's a good question. We're right to keep asking that. But there's another way of asking what is the will of God, and that is not about what we do, but about what God wants. And that came to mind because it's mentioned here in the first reading from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. He says this, "This is the will of God, your holiness." This is the will of God, your holiness. God wants us to be holy. God wants us to be righteous. God wants us to be saved. Paul says this in one of his letters. God wants all men to be saved. Now, if God wants everyone to be holy, if God wants everyone to be saved, or to use the image from today's gospel, if God wants everyone to enter into the wedding feast, well, why doesn't it just happen? He's all powerful, after all. Why doesn't he simply make us holy? Because holiness requires cooperation on our part. It's not only something God wills, it's something we also must will. That goes back to the question, what is the will of God? Well, the will of God is that we be saved, that we be glorified, that we shine like the sun. What is our will? Do we want to be saved? Do we want to be glorified? Do we want to shine like the sun? Do we want to enter into the wedding feast? So now we get to the question about how we cooperate with the will of God. God's will never changes. He always wants us to be saved. But we could be wise or we could be foolish. And that's the topic here in today's gospel. Jesus gives the image of 10 virgins waiting for the arrival of the groom. 5 are wise, 5 are foolish. So it's a kind of symbolic way of describing the whole human condition. We're half wise, we're half foolish. Sometimes we're wise, sometimes we're foolish. Some people are wise, some people are foolish. Sometimes I'm wise, sometimes I'm foolish. Now that we have to apply it to ourselves. What are we waiting for? Jesus uses lots of different images for the time that we have now, which is in anticipation of what is to come. Yesterday, he even used the image of a thief coming. Well, insofar as we are the head of the household, insofar as we are responsible for ourselves, we might experience the coming of the groom as a thief, as he's going to take over. But that's, of course, based on a limited understanding of our responsibility. We're the head of ourselves, we're responsible for ourselves, but we're not ultimately responsible for everything that happens to us. We're not the ones who make ourselves holy. No, we are, as we saw in yesterday's gospel, we are servants in the household of the Lord, and if we do his will while we're waiting his arrival, well then he will certainly grant us a just reward. So we can imagine, or we can use the symbols of stewards in a household, or of farmers tending the fields, or workers in the vineyard. There's all sorts of images. But today's image is of these virgins waiting the groom. So what we're waiting for is not a catastrophe, not a bad thing that's going to fall on everybody that we have to be afraid of. It's a good thing, the arrival of the groom. It's a very positive way of describing what we're looking forward to. The arrival of the groom, the beginning of the great wedding celebration, which is an image of heaven. So this is what we're waiting for. This is what we're preparing for. And the question is, are we ready? Are we ready for the groom to come? The image in this parable is that we are ready if we have enough oil And we're not ready if we don't have any extra oil. We're wise if we have a supply to guide us through the delayed time or the waiting time. And we're foolish if we just live from moment to moment and we don't consider that the groom might be delayed. This oil, of course, is all symbolic. There's all symbols. We don't have to store up oil in our houses. We have to store up in our hearts whatever enhances our relationship with God, whatever preserves and strengthens our relationship with God. Prayer is oil. The sacraments are oil. The Word of God is oil. Love is oil. Love for God, love for others is oil. Sacrifice is oil. It's all these things that are essential parts of our spiritual life are all oil. This is why it's so dangerous, in fact, disastrous for us to let go of the practices of the spiritual life, to let go of our devotion to the Sacred Heart, to let go of the rosary, to let go of coming to Mass, to let go of daily prayer. It's easy to let go of those things. They take effort. God doesn't force us to pray or to go to Mass or to do anything. And we could easily drop it if we're tired or distracted or we think something else is more important. And when we do that, we're foolish. And when we're foolish, we run out of oil. And when we run out of oil, we're not ready. So it's not that the Lord is threatening us. Shape up or I'm going to destroy you. That's not the image here. The Lord is inviting us. The Lord is asking us to be ready. He's asking us to do our part because he's certainly going to do his part. He certainly wants us to be saved. He certainly will come and want us to enter into the wedding feast. But if we don't do our part, then we're foolish. So this is one more way of saying, be ready. One more way of saying, listen and respond. One more way of saying, be attentive, be awake. Always the same. Be in a disposition of receptivity. Active receptivity to the unfolding of the will of God, not only at the end of our life or at the end of the world, but every day, every moment. Lord, your will be done. Lord, your kingdom come. This is why we pray this every single day, because every single day we want to be ready for the arrival of the groom. And he does come to us every day, usually in hidden ways. He comes to us every day and hopes that we will receive him with joy. So let us use this day, this first Friday, as a way to build up our supply of oil, to strengthen our relationship, to deepen our devotion, to welcome the grace that comes in the sacraments, to do what we need to do, to take our part, to fulfill our responsibility for our own salvation, never thinking that we're saving ourselves, but that we're cooperating with God's perfect eternal will that we be saved.